Christ is risen. Christos anesti. Christos voskrese. We just sang at the end of Matins, let us forgive all things on the resurrection. And today is a bright day, and a day in which it seems easy to forgive, easy to think things are going to be all right, things are going to get better. The things that bothered me about someone, they're not so important now, because after all, Christ is risen. This day is a day which we must try to preserve every day, because every day is the resurrection. Every day the kingdom of God is within us. Every day Christ speaks to us. The Holy Spirit tells us of things that cannot be uttered in earth or on heaven. Things that cannot be understood, and yet someday we will understand them. Every day is the day of the resurrection. Unfortunately, we don't live every day like it is the day of the resurrection. Now, how can we do this? This is really the key to successful life, to live in the resurrection. My patron was always in the resurrection. He greeted people no matter what time of year it was, even in Great Lent, with Christ is risen. Because for him, Christ was always risen. For us, it is not really the case. We believe that Christ is risen, but the reality, the feeling of Christ being risen, and that feeling of forgiveness that comes over us at moments during this liturgy, that is not always with us. This is what we should wish for. This is what we should, I shouldn't say wish, what we should fervently hope for and strive for. How do we obtain this? Well, there is a reason why Pascha comes after Holy Week. There is a reason why joy comes after the crucifixion. Because the only way to obtain this kind of joy is to struggle in this world. There is no other answer. Many times I wish there was, but there is not. We must struggle to always live in the resurrection. Imagine if you could always forgive. You know that feeling when you forgive someone? Isn't that a wonderful feeling in your heart? There's a burden lifted from you. Such warmth. Wouldn't you like to have that feeling all the time? This is what the resurrection is. To always have this feeling. But it is only obtained through hard work, through difficult trials. Yes, this is a day of joy, but it should be a day of joy which causes you to say, I'm going to try harder. I'm going to do better. I'm going to think better, do better, I'm going to be better. Because it just doesn't suit one to be dark in the presence of light. That doesn't make any sense. So this is a day, yes, of joy, but also it should galvanize you. You should say to yourself, and I hope all of you have this feeling at various times in the liturgy or the service, there's this time I feel often in the services, especially Pascha and other services, of this great hope that wells within me. But yeah, I can actually get this done. Can actually become what God has said I should be. That despite all of my failings, it's going to be all right. Do you get that feeling? And do you get that feeling, that desire, like, I just want to really be holy? I hope you do. On Pascha, we have the way told us. This is the day of the resurrection, so let us forgive one another. That's all that matters. Forgive because we sin too. Forgive because God forgave us, and we do not deserve His forgiveness. And forgive also because if we do not forgive, then we are in hell, no matter where we are, or what we say, or what we do. We're in hell if we don't forgive. But we are in heaven when we do forgive. Pascha is a day we speak of forgiveness, and we speak of the resurrection. And the two are the same. To live in the resurrection is to forgive. And with forgiveness comes great power. Not just that God does not hold our sins to our account. I've told you many times, if all the Lord did was forgive our sins, then He is a cruel God. Even if He forgave our sins 70 times 7, that number is meant to mean an infinite number of times. Still, we would be infinitely a sinner after each time He forgives us if we do not become better. With the resurrection, we see that we can become better. Because He in flesh, in the human flesh, the same flesh as ours, went down to hell and conquered death. So now we can conquer death. But just as we can conquer death because He became man and conquered it for us, we must live the life He lived. Fundamentally, if you want to boil it down to one thing, forgive. With forgiveness comes love. With forgiveness comes zeal. With forgiveness comes prayer. With forgiveness comes energy and activity. Because to be forgiving is to be forgiven and to be in the day of the resurrection. May God bless you and help you in all things. Christ is risen. Christos voskrese. Christos aneste. Amen.